Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany radio program. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. I'm a deacon in the Catholic Diocese of Kalamazoo, and I'm over in the Van Buren County area at St. John Bosco, St. Margaret Mary's, and St. Mary's in Pawpaw. And we're really glad you're with us here today. And we're going to read the readings at Mass, which are read from all over the world. And these are from the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, October 9th. And really some beautiful readings. And typically what happens, in case you've never been to a Catholic Mass, a Catholic service, we typically read the Word of God for the first about 10, 15 minutes. And then the priest or the deacon will preach on that for another 10 or 15 minutes. And then we have the Liturgy of the Eucharist, which is Holy Communion, which is the high point, the source and the summit of our Mass and our worship to Jesus Christ and to God that brings everything together. So we're going to do one half of that. We can only do the Liturgy of the Word, on this radio program. But we invite you to, visit a Catholic church to, we're always bringing in new members. Every Easter, after people go through, learning about the faith, which, can take anywhere from 3 months to 6 months, on learning exactly what the church teaches and how important it is to learn this proper worship, to this worship that we've been doing this way for over 2,000 years. And the succession of bishops all through time, and the holy fathers are the Pope being our leader, that figurehead of the church leading us. And currently right now it's Pope Francis. But also, that the church is always looking for ways to help the people, all of the different things that have gone on through time. There's been over 22 different, most recently Vatican II, but just a lot of different things that happen in the church. But there's many things that the church cannot change, that were established by Jesus Christ, and especially this month, which is a big month for not only for the rosary, for praying the rosary and for prayer, but also for life. For to think about how important our lives are, to think how important healing is, to think about where we are at as a society. And I think today's scripture readings really work into this very well. Where are we in need of healing, and have we been healed? And so let us start with the scripture readings, and we'll see where this goes and the beauty of this, and really see how wonderful God has prepared and the church has prepared these wonderful readings for us today. So also, if you're interested in becoming Catholic, there's a website to go to, which is at the Diocese of Kalamazoo, which is diokzoo.org. And if you want to listen to Holy Family Radio, if you want to listen to more Catholic broadcasting, there's holyfamilyradio.net. And there's a Catholic radio station in the Kalamazoo area, 91.5 in Kalamazoo, 89.7 in the Battle Creek area. And sometimes that 89.7 comes in very good in the Kalamazoo area, too, depending on where you live in the Kalamazoo area. And then, of course, AM 1140 in Grand Rapids. And I'll try to touch on those when we're done with the readings here, too. And, of course, our bishop in this area is Bishop Paul J. Bradley as well. And he'll be joining us typically the first Sunday of the month. Depending on his schedule, it might be other than that. But hopefully about once a month we'll go over the scriptures with Bishop Bradley and see what he has to say on those readings or anything else that might be going on in the church. So let us start right in with 2 Kings, and this is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. So we're not in the Easter season, and we're not in the Christmas season. We're in the season of Ordinary Time. Typically, the vestments are green, a green color. So here we start with 2 Kings 5:14 through 17. Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times. At the word of Elisha, the man of God, his flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean of his leprosy. Naaman returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before Elisha and said, Now I, that there is no God on all the earth except in Israel, please accept a gift from your servant. Elisha replied, as the Lord lives whom I serve, I will not take it. And despite Naaman's urging, he still refused. Naaman said, if you will not accept, please let me, your servant, have 2 mule loads of earth, for I will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god except to the Lord. Thanks be to God, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So just a beautiful reading there. And so here we're going to start with cleansing, right? This is a cleansing that has happened. And we're going to come back to that. We're just going to go through these readings, and then we're going to revisit these readings one by one on their meaning. But let us immerse ourselves in the word first, and then we're gonna go back to these and look at these. They're really beautiful readings today. Our second reading is from 2 Timothy 2:8-13. Beloved, remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of chains like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. If I have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The church has about three teachings on this piece too, from this letter from 2 Timothy. And we'll come back to those. We're going to go right to the gospel. And so the last reading we just had was from 2 Timothy 2:8-13. So if you want to go back and revisit these and meditate on these today, and even during this week ahead, and see how Christ is working in our lives in a very beautiful and powerful way, healing us, calling on us to be healed. So here's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, 11 through 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, he said, Go show yourselves to the priests. As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, Stand up, and go. Your faith has saved you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So here we are with these great cleansings, these great healings that have taken place. And not only, you know, we see it from the Old Testament, and then we're going to go through these to look at these. But, you know, some beautiful scripture readings for us to think about and for us to contemplate on. You know, this month, the month of October, is a month of deep healing. As we see things, as we see the seasons changing, you know, we see the leaves on the trees changing. We see them changing from green, it's kind of interesting, green of ordinary time, and changing into the browns and reds and yellows as these different colors change. And God puts nature in front of us. Of course, we have, you know, Pope Francis now, which is so beautiful that we have Pope Francis with us. And, you know, maybe you agree or don't agree with some of the things he says, you know, but he is a great teacher and a wonderful vicar of Christ to put in front of us for us to contemplate the challenges that we have in our lives. But as we look at nature and as St. Francis of Assisi looked upon nature, they say that he would pick up a worm on the sidewalk and move it off to the other side of the sidewalk so no one would step on the worm. You know, how many of us do that? I know that I don't do that. Maybe I should do that. But you think about this, the things that matter in our lives, the exacting things. And, of course, St. Francis, you know, he walked away from great riches, great wealth, to be a servant of the Lord, right? To be a servant of God. So there's a lot of things going on this month. The cancer awareness, to be aware of the people who suffer from cancer. You know, do I pray for the people who are suffering from diseases like cancer? Do I? And of course, this month is also a big month for the rosary, to pray the rosary, to ask God for intercession, to ask the Mother of Jesus for intercession. I mean, who could be better? Who could be a better friend to have than the Mother of Jesus, right? We don't worship Mary. Catholics do not worship Mary, but we ask for her intercession. It's been a long tradition going all the way back right to the very foot of the cross, right? Who is at the foot of the cross? You know, St. John and the Blessed Mother Mary, St. Mary. She was there, you know, as this family, this Trinity is established in this horrible day of sorrow where Christ is being crucified, and there's only three left, right? And so we see that today in today's scriptures. But also, another thing to contemplate too is the right to life, that all human beings have this right to life, newborn babies, okay? And if unfortunately for some reason, you know, in your family where there is someone who has lost a child from abortion and needs healing from that or needs help, that we reach out to that person to try to help, to try to heal, to try to bring them back, to try to bring them to a place of peace, okay? Not a place of judgment, okay? It is not our place to judge. That is for God alone. But I tell you, there's plenty of judgment that goes on in the world. We need to focus on our family and how to love, okay? How to love even to that point of picking up that small little worm on the sidewalk, right? And moving it off to the side. Do I do that? Am I willing to challenge myself to do that? And we see here in 2 Kings, as we start into these scriptures, and into this month of October, in this change of seasons, am I changing? And every year this happens, right? You know, four major times during the year these changes happen. Am I willing? Am I open to these types of change? Am I, and even almost to a greater extent, am I willing for God to heal me? See? So Naaman is healed, and in this part where, you know, he rediscovers God. He rediscovers God. He becomes clean, and his flesh becomes like that of a little child, right? We return to be this person that we've always wanted to be. You know, sometimes you think if you've had a good childhood, you want to return to those times when you were perpetually 8 years old, or 10 years old, you know, where you didn't worry about all the pressures of life. You didn't worry about all these labels that the world wants to put on us, okay, to control us, to tell us we're this or tell us we're that, okay? But to get away from those labels and to return to be children of God, right? To be cleansed and to be children of God. And it's very interesting here where Naaman has these two mule loads of earth. So he says, you know, he's not going to take any payment, you know. And we could go on to that whole payment thing too. And how important it is to reach out and to help your brothers and sisters without any cost, right? To truly give of yourself fully and wholly without any cost, without any expense to that person. What has freely been given to you, you must also freely give away. And I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, that's the key to this thing of faith, right? Do I practice my faith? Do I wish to be truly saved? Because faith without works, my friends, is dead. Faith without works is death. See? We do not become cleansed. If you do not cleanse yourself of the leprosy, fill in the blank, whatever your leprosy is, you know, gambling, drinking, pornography, self-will, hatred, these things that all destroy us, all these things that bring about death. And so, here's these two mule loads full of earth. The church teaches us that these are being used to erect an altar for the worship of the one true God. See? So that's what he has changed. He's decided, you know, I'm going to go to church now. I'm going to change my life. And I am going to practice my faith. I'm going to show God. It's not just going to be lip service, you know, that I'm a Christian or I'm a believer or that I'm a changed man. He's really followed through on that. And so let's go into 2 Timothy. So we have 2 Timothy 2, 8 through 13. And a really beautiful reading. And it goes back to this, where we talk, the first line here. Remember that Jesus Christ raised from the dead. Okay? This miracle. Raised from the dead. A descendant of David. So it is of the messianic line. See? The messianic line of David. Born into that family, right? Along with the Blessed Mother. In that line of David, right? You see this, okay? And to this ascension to the right hand of the Father. And if we have died with him, we will also live with him. And then it goes back to this faithfulness, right? Of are we faithful? If we persevere, if we practice our faith, if we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, talked about that a little bit last week, you know, denying the name of Jesus, how powerful that is, both to proclaim it and to deny it. Very powerful. Powerful to the positive, powerful to the negative. See? If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. So kind of this beautiful way that Christ always gives us this ability to come back, right? Always gives us this ability to come back. God's not like us. God is constantly forgiving, constantly loving, constantly reaching out for us over and over again, asking us to be faithful, over and over and over again. And so then in the gospel reading, we have this beautiful thing where the 10 lepers are healed. And of course, I can attest to this being a person who's in recovery. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been in recovery for over 22 years now, and I see it. But I also see it with people with the church. You know, that we become healed, we become very excited about our faith, and soon we fall away. We fall away again, or we relapse. We go back to our old way of life. You know, something that we feel comfortable with. But sometimes I think it's much more powerful than that. These addictions are very powerful. There's a measure of evil that's involved in it too. And I think probably the most used addiction today is anger. Okay? Yes, anger, hatred. You know, religions pitting religions against each other. You know, churches pitting churches against it. Christians pitting one Christian group against another Christian group. It's sickening. Okay? And if someone does that, you know someone who does that, or maybe you sit and you listen to someone who does that, that is not of God. Okay? That is not of God. Absolutely not. You know? And I would invite someone, and anyone can, you know, can call me and contact me. We can and talk about this, but it is not of benefit for the people to be taught hatred, okay, in any way, shape, or form. God is a God of love and a God of justice. And God will serve that justice if God sees so. But not me. It won't be me. And it shouldn't be anyone else either, for that matter. But we see this in this gospel of these 10 lepers being healed. And only one comes back. Okay? Only one comes back to thank Jesus. And Jesus even says, you know, where are the others? Where are the other nine? You know, the church only is very, not a lot of teaching this, just one teaching from the catechism on this. Where is, you know, God, Jesus is willing to stand in the gap for us, okay, to help us. And he does, and heals us. But what do we do later? And this is kind of what the current state of our society. You know, we look at our society today. What do we do? What do I do? How do I contribute to things? You know, sometimes we think that, you know, it's up to the police officers or it's up to law enforcement to fix everything. No, it's not, my friends. This is a systemic problem. This is a problem that occurs in our very families, okay? This is a problem that occurs in our very communities. It's in our schools. It's in our jails. It's in our governments. You know, we have spent many years now taking God out of everything, and we're becoming more and more godless, without mercy. You know, I was in the jail. I go to the jail quite often and do a Bible study, a non-denominational Bible study there. And I tell the inmates there, I say, you know what? There's no mercy in the system anymore. There's no mercy in the judicial system anymore. Because all they wanted is, it's just all business. It's just 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And I'm not saying it's the jailer's fault. I'm not saying we all have a part to play. And we all have a piece of the blame in this, okay? Because we said, you know, you can't pray here and you can't pray there. And you can't talk about Jesus. You can't talk about God. You know, that offends me. I'll tell you what, you know, the most offensive thing is that we do nothing. And in a lot of cases, that's what we are. We're the other nine, see? See, and it's nothing new. This happened in Jesus' time. You know, they segment each other out. They separate everybody out. You're in this group over here. You're in that group over there. Don't show me anything don't show me any miracles. Don't show me any other ways of life that I can live besides what the government comes up with. Okay? But the way that we have to live today is when we see these miracles happen, when we ask God to help us, when we ask God to heal us, and God does in many ways, heals our families, we need to reach out We need to be those faithful people. We need to be the faithful one. And not just constantly crying out for Jesus, crying out for God to change us, to do this, to do that, but for us to practice it. For not just to have this attitude of once saved, always saved, and I'm good, and I'm going on with my life. Thank you very much. But no, but to say things like, you know what? We need to pray together. We need to act on these things. We need to support our communities. We need to look at the ways that we have gone wrong in the last 40 years, 50 years, in the many ways that we have driven God out of our society. So I tell you, my brothers and sisters, as you go through this week, as you go through this month of October, I want you to pray about these things. I want you to be that Samaritan who is healed, who asks for that healing, who cries out to Jesus, have mercy on me. And then when you are healed, because there's a multiple things to do. First you have to cry out, then you're healed, then you have to return back to Jesus. You have to come back. You have to come back. You know, if you want to come back to the Catholic Church, that's fine. If you want to go to another church, that's fine. But come back. Be that one. And if you can't come back to church, at least start to pray. Start to pray. What would our world be like today if we prayed every day? What would our world be like today if we went to church like we go to church on Christmas and Easter, where the churches are overflowing? What would our culture, what would our world be? It would be a better place. It would be a better place if just one or two more Samaritans would return, would come back to Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, thank you for being with us. Keep praying. Keep hoping that we can make an impact in this world, that everything's not going to get fixed and things like that, but we can help. We can make a difference. We can make a difference. May Almighty God bless all of you and bless your families. In a special way, let us pray for all the sick, the suffering, the homeless, the hungry, and those who will die today. And may Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all.